Recorder's been started.
Okay, recorder starting. Okay, welcome everyone to the bi-weekly meeting of Franklin Township Trustees, December 2nd, 2021. Pastor, could we have an opening prayer, please?
I'd be honored to do so, sir.
Good to see you. Haven't seen you for a bit.
Yes, sir. May we begin prayer. Father, we thank you for this time to come together. We thank you for our township. As we gather, we do pray for Chaplain Snodgrass, as he's been deployed to up in Michigan to take care of that tragedy there at that school. And so, Father, as we pray, we do pray for those families there. We pray for our country, our community. We're thankful for all of our first responders. And so, Lord, be with all those who watch over not only our community, but also our country, every branch of our armed forces. And as we come together for this township meeting, we first thank you for our trustees that we have elected in. And Father, I pray that they would work together with unity, and that they would present themselves as good leaders in the community, that we can look to them as an example and see that there's unity and togetherness there, which brings unity and togetherness within the community and neighborhoods that we serve in. Lord, I've asked your blessing upon the meeting. May it be productive, fruitful, most importantly, may it be pleasing to you. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name and for his sake.
Amen.
Thank you.
We have a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, could we have a roll call there?
Yeah, roll call. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 4 on the agenda will table the unapproved minutes from the last meetings.
I'll second.
All right, roll call on this. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a little behind there, so we are a little bit behind on it.
That was just because of the holiday last week.
Okay.
Also trying to process payroll at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have on, it's not on the agenda. I'd gotten a call today from a business owner, and they need to get a transfer on a liquor license. And Dave Oak, if you wanted to just come up a moment here, we'll go ahead and try to take care of this so you can get on your way then. If you want to just maybe tell us what it's all about here, so the public.
There's an existing liquor license already there. They want to leave in January and take the liquor license with them.
Okay, give me to read it and get it.
Jimmy
and
owns,
this is for the people in the audience. They don't know what you're talking about. What location?
Fair
Cafe.
And the address is
3747 Tribune Road.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'd like to make a resolution to accept the economic development TREX transfer form for Fairweather's Cafe LLC at 3747 Tribune Road, Franklin Township, Columbus, Ohio 43228, from seller 16 WM Inc. Permit number 2599910. And I will ask for a second.
I will second that, sir.
And that's going to be 2021-193.
Okay.
All right, roll call on this. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nick, do we want to get a copy of this?
Yeah, before? Just hold just a moment. We've got...
Thank you.
Sorry it took so long.
Oh, you're fine.
While we're doing that, do we have a police report?
No.
No police report.
All right, fire. Chief, this is Chief Arnold?
Yes. I have a few things on here. We have always taken care of Valley View. I think you guys are all aware of that.
Good copy of it, sir.
Is back up for they didn't want us as their fire protection and to take care of their hydrants and building department and all that. And now, for whatever reason, they're coming back to us. So,
did they pay us what they still owe us?
Yes.
Okay.
So they have come back Yeah, that, I think Jimmy emailed it to everyone.
Yes,
there.
I've read it.
Okay.
So here's the story on that. In order for them to be a village, at one time they were part of the township. That's why people are like, why does Valley View get to vote on our things? Well, they still can because it hasn't passed yet. They're still in the township.
I thought that hasn't passed yet.
No.
So what ended up happening with that, they went to leave. And then in order to stay a township, you have to be able to provide two services, one being fire and the other being police. So that's why now they're coming back around, because if we don't accept this, they're not going to be a township, they're not going to be a village for long. Just a note.
Did Grandview or Columbus turn them down?
Who knows?
They're coming back?
Well, I mean, my question is, do we turn them down and see what happens? Or
I will say, they haven't paid any of their stuff for the road, have they?
For the road, I don't think so, no.
And they voted for a couple years now, right?
That I'm not sure of, because that's actually the first I'm hearing.
We've always had problems getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not inclined to
collaborate
with them when they have been a bad partner in faith with us.
We can't authorize that for the time being.
I'm right there with you, sir.
Okay.
So we know what the answer to that one was.
Okay. Fair enough.
First of all, Mr. Arnold,
yes,
we have no knowledge. A little bit of information that I had, that they had gone before the county commissioners and were turned down.
Yes, I was at that. I was
for there. For their request, they had been turned down, and they do owe us, as far as I know, they still owe us. I haven't checked on it for a while, but they do owe us some money.
Yeah. For the roads, for sure.
Yeah. Substantial, I think.
They have paid their fire department.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
According to
that's good, but
so that,
they've been a bad faith partner.
That's right. So simply put, that Valley View contract, we need to look into that again. You might check with Chief Welch and see what he knows about.
Chief Welch doesn't want any part of Valley View either.
We're done.
Next topic.
Okay. Well, we need to dig into that and see where we're at dollar-wise.
Yeah.
It's not worth the $20,000 they're going
to
pay.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention. If the board wanted to negotiate,
they'd have to pay a lot more. But the problem is they don't have any money.
Just so you know, they did pass a fire
small
tax levy, and so their two levies together generate about $80,000 for fire departments.
So they should have no problem finding somebody or start their own.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, let them do their own.
Okay, perfect. The next thing, as I'm sure you're all aware, the SAFER grant is going to kick in. These guys are ready to start, and so just a couple of just housekeeping with that. With that position, reopens our EMS coordinator position as part of those 10 positions we hired. So I would like a motion to promote Firefighter Brockmeyer to lieutenant.
Effective when?
Effective December 8th.
Would that be a resolution or a motion?
A resolution.
So I'd like to make a resolution to promote Firefighter Brockmeyer to lieutenant effective December 8th?
December 8th.
2021. And ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution number 2021-194. That's Brockmeyer going to lieutenant, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What was the date on that, sir?
December 8th.
December 8th.
It's the same day I asked that we hire our 10.
Well, let's vote on this real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Just to clarify, Ari, you made that resolution and John seconded?
Okay. Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now you tell him he's still got to make his pizza.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
just going to be 40 hours just now, so
that's right.
Eat for lunch instead of dinner. And also a resolution to hire the 10 firefighters under that grant. I can list them if you want names.
I got the names. Nick, do we want an individual resolution or can we do both do it?
We can do a bulk.
I would say it's okay with bulk. Well, actually, I don't know, because on the House Bill 50s, we did individuals on
each
of those.
So if I just make a resolution and we vote on it, can we just... you want me to read each one?
That's fine. And okay. So we have 2021-195 through... 2021-204.
Okay. So I make 10 resolutions to hire new firefighters, Colton Brooks, Kyle Cook, Samuel Fabro, Jared Ferguson, Dane Geeter, Daniel Gray, Kevin Mason, Joseph Mason, Christian Santiago, and Corey Trodden. Apologize if I mispronounced any of the names.
And that's starting with resolution number
2021-195, and that will go through 2021-204.
I will second that.
And that would be effective date December 8th.
All right, roll call on that. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Just for the residents, those 10 people will start putting engine 192 off Sullivan Avenue back in service here this month.
We're going to keep the same engine down here, right?
Yeah. Okay. And that's going to be no cost to the public, thanks to the diligent work getting something called a SAFER grant. All the payroll is going to be taken care of, so that'd be taken care of through the federal government.
3 years.
That's the one of the biggest things I've always said is grants.
How long is the grant for? 3 years. So run through December.
Yeah, those 10 new hires will be covered for 3 years. The government. So I'm happy to have that for sure. Alrighty, sir. Do we have anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Anyone have any?
Yeah, I got one thing to add, Ralph.
Okay.
Thank you.
In a conversation with Nicole, I apologize. Due to the injury of Lieutenant Ratliff, we need a resolution for intermittent use of injury leave until we figure out what the extent of the injury is.
Okay.
He has an appointment Monday.
Do you need a resolution for that, or do you have discretion?
I think it has to go by resolution.
Yes. Okay. So effective when?
You can make it effective today.
Okay, so we need I hereby make a resolution for intermittent leave for Lieutenant Ratliff effective today, pending injury leave, pending the results of the BWC.
Rolling.
Okay.
I would second that.
All right, that'll be resolution 2021-205. Okay, and roll call on that, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. You say that's Monday on your doctor's date, sir? It's Monday on your doctor's date.
9:30.
He'll have more information.
Okay.
It's not final, but he'll have some information.
That's all.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Okay, Road Department, Jim.
He didn't have anything.
Stevens, yeah, he called and said he couldn't be here tonight, but he didn't have anything new to report. They are still working, as I'm sure you're seeing on the leaves right now. So they haven't done mine either. So okay, we'll go ahead and move on through. Ari, did you have anything?
Just remind everyone, you can get your boosters now, so get your booster shot. If you haven't got your shot, get your shot. That new variant, no one wants that, so please get your booster. They're free. They'll give you $100 at Columbus Public Health if you want it.
Really?
Yeah. I just got my
booster
at
$1,800.
No.
Where did you go for that? They're on Main Street.
Okay.
Main Parking.
John, you?
I just want to touch on.
I got one more.
Go ahead. You go, sir.
We also have a new Metro Park that just opened.
Oh,
it's the closest park to us. It's right off Trayview. Folks should go check it out.
The old quarry.
It's the closest Metro Park to our township. It's the old quarry. It's pretty awesome.
Go John through Saint Margarita.
Yeah.
And then you go over the tracks, and then you just go over the quarry and look down. There's never nothing down there. They're building really nice condos, apartments, and the trail opened on Thursday. I was there. Was it Thursday?
Yeah.
No, today's Thursday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday. It opened Tuesday on the 30th. And I went there for about 3 hours and walked it. They're paved. They're concrete. High-end money put into this. It has a waterfall, a nice waterfall that you can go to. And just remember, when you go there, you're in a quarry, so you're going down, it's cooler. So it may seem like today was fine, but I took a hat and a scarf, But what's going to be nice is in the summer, and then they got the lakes that's in there, plenty of restrooms around. There's just going to be a lot. It's going to be one of their nicest parks that around. It is sometimes a little hard for parking. You turn on Old Dublin Road, and then you can park right there. There's a parking lot. But it's really, really something to see.
That's all I got.
Okay.
So with me, I want to talk about Westway Body Shop. Did you already talk to him? Westway?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Everything is good.
Okay. So I got a call from one of our businesses that is wanting to get city water and sewer. And he's like, John, I was told that I have to annex in the city. I've had my business in the township 40 years. I don't want to annex. I live in the township. I want to keep my business there. I'm like, absolutely, you can. The ruling is on that, if there is water and sewer adjacent to your property, and keep this in mind for some of my neighbors, because you got water running along the back of your fence, you can pay the tap fee and hook in, but you follow the same process as what the city has, is what we did for sewer. So we were able to keep this business in the township instead of losing another business. So what does this mean? I believe in the last 8 years since I've been on, I've seen a number, I'm pretty certain it's pretty close. We've lost 400 acres of the township in 8 years due to annexation into the city of Columbus. So, you know, it's one of these things, every time we lose something, Treview Wilson Road used to be a nice McFarland house, 10 acres, gone, apartments. Treview Road, you go over the hill. Mm-hmm. Four houses gone, it's now apartments. We don't get no taxes. So when we sit here and we budget money, all of a sudden you're like, why does the police need another levy? Why do they need this? All of us are asked to pick up the extra cost when you don't no longer have those businesses. Hague Avenue, there used to be a farm there, and now it's all apartments. Where the prison is going in, that mm-hmm. used to be a farm. Now we get nothing from that. So there are so many things that are getting eaten up. Even just like right down here, if you look at the morgue that was in the township, it was a school. We didn't get taxes, but it went into the city. We don't get no taxes on that. So all these little things that you start to lose that change over because amenities, it's not widely known that you don't have to do that in order to annex into the city. If the stuff is there, the amenities, the water and sewer, by law, they can't tell you you have to annex into the city. So I just wanted to bring that up and for the record, because I think it's a misconception. Fortunately, when he called me, I told him, no, that's not the case. And he said, no, you didn't read my letter. And I said, trust me, let me go to work on this. And I got with Mark, and we even talked with, what's her name? Representative.
Oh, Laura Lanise.
Lanise. And we're looking in at ways. My biggest question, and Ari, you may know this, if you can annex into the city, why can't people now annex from the city back into the township?
They'll never change that law.
But I mean, it's not. I honestly believe, and that's something I want to work on the next 4 years. Yeah. I honestly believe there's got to be a way. It can't be a one-way street. So I'm anxious to see if there is a way that we would be able to get legislation where people would be able to. I know.
Good luck.
I know. But, you know, I mean, if
go for
there's got to be a way that it has to be fair playing ground. If someone can annex into the city and then $250 and do it in 3 weeks and then you can never come back, that's just not right. So that's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go down on Morrisdale Avenue, and this, that'd be an easy one to get back. There's only about, I guess, 16, 18 homes there.
But, you know, I mean, there's just, it just seems like, I don't do politics well, and I know there's politics that's involved in it, and the city is not going to want to give up something that they got. But then again, you know, a lot of us will never know what small government and what townships, villages are unless you go to a museum. Because if you keep getting eat up, eventually you can't afford to have a township.
Okay. Alrighty, let's see. I had one new item here. We just had the one property up here demolished. That was the one you collected the property taxes on, the restaurant bar or whatever up here on Harrisburg Pike.
Are they in a hotel?
You mean the hotel?
What hotel?
Rob's Bar.
Rob's Bar.
I know nothing about those.
Yeah, they annexed into the city.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, the one that was just demolished right up here on the corner.
I don't think anything was demolished. I mean, not that I've seen.
And that 400 and whatever square foot.
The Crimson and Clover is demolished, okay? You know where the Crimson and Clover was.
Yeah.
Okay, that property, I understand now, is going to be, we're getting a new business coming in there. Bank of America is supposed to be building.
See, it would have been nice to keep them in the township. The only reason that they annexed into the city is to get water and sewer. It's right here anyways.
That's according to the zoning. Planning and zoning, there will be a new bank. I don't know. I didn't get the definitive date on when it will work on it or anything, but that's supposed to be soon. So that's about the only thing new I had. So, physical department next, did you?
Yeah, I'm fixing one thing. There's an issue with Zoom right now, but I'm taking care of that right this second.
Okay.
Give me just a minute and we'll be good.
I don't know what's going on with Bob's Bar. Anyone have any idea what's going on in there?
He moved across the street.
Yeah, I don't know what they're building there.
Bank
you know
America.
What they're building? Oh.
The one at the corner of Hopkins?
Yeah.
Bank America.
Oh, okay.
They annexed as well.
Yeah, I know they annexed. I just didn't know what they're building there.
We'll see if anybody hops on.
Yeah. That's where a township-wide levy would be perfect. While you're doing that, a township-wide levy... I'll explain it to you. We had it on the agenda. We had it on the ballot once before.
Steve, anybody coming in?
And what a township levy would do is a yes and no vote from the public. Anyone that has annexed their property into the city of Columbus since 2004 would be subject to our levies, which would be police and fire. All of our levies would go away. We would have one levy called a township-wide levy. So it would be a moral decision. Do you feel that people that have left the township for bigger and better things and left us with the check should be helped pay our levies? Anyone that would, if it did pass, and we look at the numbers of the different people, going back to the casino when we tried to do this before, fire was going to receive $1.2 million, I believe. And their budget is $5 million a year, correct? So you can imagine what potentially, and I'm using the word potentially, you can imagine potentially what your taxes would be if you have all these other people starting to contribute that has been out since 2004. So the second thing that this would do is redefine, are you going to really annex into the city of Columbus to put up Bank of America and you're going to pay two taxes? It would define our township being a township and keeping it in a township. It's just like Westland Mall. If it gets annexed and we have a township-wide levy, then they'll be paying both. You know, you and I are not going to worry about how many people we're sitting here hearing that is annexing, and now we got to cover that cost. So that's something that, you know, we need to look at in the near future, and it can only go on a November ballot.
Yeah, we've got a lot to look at. Okay, could we move
Zoom
on?
Zoom is good now.
What?
Zoom's good. It wasn't working, but it's fixed now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right. So I don't have an agenda in front of me, but I don't know what kind of order we're going in here. There was a folder mix-up somewhere. So you should see in your folder today to rescind resolution 2021-109. There was, as Jeff and I are going through and looking at the supplemental appropriations we've done, we realized that there was a duplicate. So this resolution 2021-109 may be highlighted with green at the top of your paper. John, I think you just passed it.
Okay. I'll make a resolution to rescind resolution 2021-109 effective immediately.
Okay, and that's going to be 2021-206.
It doesn't duplicate. That's a problem.
Okay. And then what kind of savings is difference is this to the budget?
I'm not sure. I'll ask Jeff on that and get back to you.
Okay. And I will say, oh, did someone second it?
I think Ralph did.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to be resolution 2021-206 to rescind 2021-209. There's too many numbers out there, but yes, we get what we're going at there. So, who made that?
I did.
You did? Okay. All right, roll call on this. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes, and then again, you'll let us know what the difference is.
Okay. If there is a difference, there's a chance that maybe this wasn't posted because it was a duplicate, so we'll figure that out.
This is going to change the bottom line on the budget as
well. A little bit, yep.
I want to keep a close eye on that.
Okay. Yep. Cool. All right, moving forward to supplemental appropriation for SAFER grant. There's a resolution 2021-191 that should be in your folder. This is actually a couple of different things here. You should see an Exhibit A that goes over general fund, fire levy, and some other things. There should also be an email in there from Jeff explaining all the different changes for this particular supplemental appropriation. The general fund is a transfer out to an old SAFER grant to zero that one out. The MVL tax fund is a decrease in appropriations due to insufficient resources in the fund. There were fund balance adjustments posted for receipts posted in the wrong and duplicate receipts. Fire levy fund, the requested for additional appropriations for wages and benefits is due to changes in staff throughout the year and termination of benefits. The township has an estimated payout of nearly $100,000 for comp time and holiday time in December that is part of this request. Police levy fund, this request is for additional appropriations, is also for wages and benefits due to changes in staff throughout the year and termination of benefits. The SAFER grant 2022 through 2025, the fire department has up to 10 new firefighters starting. The Public Works Commission project, this goes back to Havenwood, the paving project over there from way back. The township still owes a contractor $8,600, which is the local match made on the Havenwood project. There's a third party that pledged resources to cover the township's local match, and the administration is working on collection of the resources pledged. And the compliance deposits fund estimated revenue for the year was well below estimates, making it necessary to reduce the appropriations. So that's the Exhibit A.
I got a question there.
Yeah.
So on the public works, why don't we pay the contractor and then...
That's what we have to do
a
supplemental for.
Okay, gotcha. I wanted to see, because there's no sense in holding him up on his money.
So correct. I'll make resolution 2021-109, a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations for the period commencing January 1st, 2021 and ending December 31st, 2021, as stated by the fiscal officer, and ask for a second.
I'll second.
All right, so roll call on this one. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thanks. Next up on the agenda for motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from November 18, 2021 through December 2nd, 2021 in the amount of $229,661.31 and payroll paid on November 26, 2021 for $139,787.89 and payroll paid on December 1st, 2021 for $8,616.93 for an overall grand total of $378,066.13 from check number 67157 to 67252 and electronic vouchers from 1434-2021 to 1513-2021.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I will second.
All right, roll call on this one. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up, security cameras. I'm waiting for an updated quote, but I did have a second vendor come over here, and I will tell you that the current estimate is a little under $7,000.
Yeah.
Instead of that, and Revolution Group also had asked me to add $2,000 to their original quote, which would have made it $12,000. So right now I'm looking at one other vendor's come in here. The camera resolutions would be better. The overall maintenance would appear to be better. There are a couple of other optional add-ons. I'm asking for an updated quote because I thought about the salt barn back there. We've never had a camera point back there. I know that in the non-winter time, there's stuff stored in there that is township property, so it would be kind of nice to, you know, have a view back there in case something were to ever happen.
I would suggest that you talk to all the department heads on, and Steve, I think you should hold a meeting and just get an idea where everyone, because like you just said, maybe Jim would have brought that up and thought, what about my salt barn? So I think we need to take a general consensus of, do we have all of our our area covered.
Right, and this is basically replacing anything on the exterior, so that also includes the fire department with looking out at their parking lot back here and so on and so forth, and replacing one up here up front outside, since this is listed as an exchange for children.
So I think with Steve having a, 30-minute meeting with everyone one day that meets with everyone and everyone kind of get a consensus of their area and what areas is their blind siding, et cetera, just make sure we cover everything.
All right. That's fine. Fire department report fees.
Have we, have we gathered up the whole cameras we have strung around different areas?
I believe that those, so here's the other issue, the existing cameras are analog. Just as John mentioned in the last meeting, they're obsolete. I'm not sure, and here's the thing, we could try to use them, but then we're going to go right back to having to replace them. And so there's going to be there would be a cost to get them back online, and then additional
cost. I've heard
all
that, I just suggested.
Yeah.
To Steve or someone, Jim Stevens and them was supposed to gather them up. I'd like to have them gathered up.
Okay.
Check their value, and if maybe they can put them online there, gov.com or something, see if we can get a few bucks out of them. I mean, we fault enough over those cameras. They should be worth a lot of money.
We have.
You remember all the fights we had over them? Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's something we can look into. Fire department report fees. This has come about because we got a check for a fire department report. And this has never, we've never taken them, like in the past. Arnold, you want to elaborate on that? I believe you were told that, like, to never cash them?
Yeah, one of the companies that requests
LexisNexis
fire reports, they said that we use a generic $5 check every time they request a report to cover, I think it used to be to cover the mailing cost of said report back to them. But I was always told we don't cash them. It's not worth it. They only ask for 20 reports a year, if that. But then recently, I was told to bring one down here to get a cash.
Yeah, we.
The same exact check we get from the police department whenever we get a police report request.
So basically, I think what the board needs to institute is a fire department report fee matching the $5 that the police department report fees are. Because that, I don't think that is currently established.
So, okay. So I make a resolution to establish a fire department report fee at the same rate as the police department report fee.
Yeah, and that would be for $5. And it would be resolution 20.
We'll just tie it to what theirs is, so that if it goes up, it's just the same cross board.
I'll second that.
All right, and that's 2021-207. Roll call on that one, Ralph.
Yeah.
Ari.
Yeah.
And John?
Yes.
All right, and I think that's all I have. Yep, watch on the agenda.
Okay, Administrator Steve, do you have anything you need to report there?
I do. I need a resolution to renew a contract with Tool & Associates. They do a lot of our building inspections, electrical inspections, and plan reviews. We have used them for a number of years.
Do you know
a resolution for that?
Do you know if we need, since it's a contract, and so like, do you know if we have, like, when we need to go to bid again, or when we need to?
For their services?
For the building department service, because the whole time I've been here, we've just been renewing it every year, and at some point, like, we have to open it up for bid. I just don't know the last time. We probably should find that out.
I'll be more than happy to look at it. And of course, this is a one-year contract, and in all honesty, that would probably give us ample time to
figure it out.
Most of those are renewed the first of the year, Steve.
All right, well, I'll make a resolution to renew the contract with Tool & Associates at the 2022 rates listed in their contract for non-residential building department service.
I will second that.
All right, and then roll call on this one, Ralph.
Renewing the contract for 1 year.
Renewing a contract for 1 year on Tool & Associates?
Yeah, so we're voting on these now.
Yeah, to extend the contract for 1 year for Tool & Associates.
Oh, okay.
That they do the building department.
Yeah, okay.
All right, roll call, Ralph.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thanks.
The next one is I need a resolution for Clean Turn, which is the cleaning company that we use for the administrative building.
How many years is that one? Three, correct? Oh, is it only one? Okay, I thought we were looking at three.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's a 2-year contract.
Two-year, okay.
Two-year contract.